Welcome to our midweek study. Who's on the line tonight?
Varna.
Good evening,
Minister Yancey and Sister Yancey.
Good evening, people. Good evening, good evening. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm just excited again about life examples through the Bible on Wednesday night. And so let's go ahead to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you once again to be in your presence. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, as we come to your throne of grace, Lord, we thank you for so much mercy. So, Lord, I ask right now that you give me wisdom to speak. You give me the thoughts to use, and you give me the capability to share the things that you have given through your living word. So, Lord, I thank you for these things on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, beloved, another life example on tonight is the Apostle Luke. And we'll be able to share one scripture coming from 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, and it says, "Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry." And when we think about how that looks, it encourages us even on today, because every now and then, sometimes we have an opportunity to laboring in the background is what I'm thinking about and how I want to talk about this life example coming from the Apostle Luke, because he labored in the background. He's been able to be out there with Paul, and he wrote the book of Acts as well as the Gospel of Luke. He's also known as a physician, a doctor, as well as Luke regarded himself with the fact that even though he was a doctor, even though he was an apostle, the interesting thing about Luke is that his labor was not in vain. This life example allows us to see that he regarded himself as nothing greater than God. He labored without regard for himself. And that's interesting, beloveds, because here's a man who wrote two of the largest books in the New Testament, and he labored. He labored without regard to himself. But not only did he labor without regard to himself, he also shows us in a life example that he labored knowing, watch this, knowing persecution was all around him. He labored knowing rage, hostility, anger was all around him. He knew this, but he labored in the background. He never stepped up in the forefront. He kept on writing. He kept on doing the things of what an apostle does. And in the midst of all this persecution, in the midst of all this anger and rage all around him, Luke discovered that he had to die to self. And once he did that, his main goal in life, his only goal in life, is for him to live a life for God. And beloveds, that's the life example of Luke, because as he continued to do more and more writing for the Word of God, and this helps us even as we continue to grow more and more for God, something starts changing. Something starts happening from within, and we start discovering, just like Luke labored without regard to himself. He labored in the midst of persecution, in the midst of all the anger and rage around him. He learned how to die to self and live for the Lord. And when you live for the Lord, you start loving more and more. You start caring more and more. And you start depending on Jesus Christ more and more and more. And I put this out on social media this week. Sometimes it's all right to cry. It's all right to have tears, because those tears are the prayers. Those tears, those tears of joy, those tears of pain, those tears of persecution. And I said it like this: if you can't say amen, just go ahead and cry sometimes, because the Lord knows you are in love with the Lord. And sometimes when life gets to that point, and this life example means so much to many in this day and age, that we see the labor of love that Luke portrays, and we see the labor that he utilizes for the showing that Jesus was a man. Jesus, not only God, but he was a man who walked on this earth. So Luke is an important part in the midst of Christians today to show the compassion that everyone doesn't see. But when you're by yourself and when you just don't know what to pray, all you got to do is just sit down and let a tear fall from your eye. I promise you, the Holy Spirit will be right there. I promise you, Jesus will be right there. And he's going to fix it. He's going to make things all right. And when you think of it just like that, it allows us to understand we're just falling in love with Jesus more and more and more every single day. Well, that's all I have for you on today, beloveds. I didn't purposely make this short, but it allows me to understand that every time we come together during the week, the points do become very poignant. They do pinpoint what we see from the fact that all God is saying is he wants his people to have more of an intimacy with him, more of a communion with him, more of that prayer life with him, just talking with Jesus. And every time we see that, it makes every person feel better, because he said, a new commandment I give you, to love one another. And so Luke impacts me. He impacts you. He impacts everyone. Because as we grow, and I said this Sunday, we've never seen the seed. But thank goodness we could see the fruit from your tree. Well, that's all I have for you on tonight, beloved. If there is a prayer request, a testimony, or a praise report, please go ahead and share it at this time.
Pastor Smith, this is Vernon.
Hey,
I would just like to say to God be the glory for the things he has done, not only in my life, but all those that are surrounding me and my growth and walk with God. I would just like, you know, just to continue to uplift Faith Christian Baptist Church, all of its members, all the people that are in head positions at the church. Just continue to help them get closer to God and to understand the importance of being able to come out and support not only on Sundays, but also on the midweek study as well. I've been praying for that for a while, and I just hope that everyone realizes the importance of this midweek feeding. I know it helps me, and it helps me keep going because you need that. We all need that. So I just ask for continuance and prayer and with me on that everyone realize the importance of this and to continue to keep my family lifted up in prayer. Mama Nita's still hanging in there.
Amen.
The nurse was like, I just don't understand. And I told my auntie, I said, well, did you ask her, do she know who God is?
My.
Holding on to her. He got her here. Her heart is very strong. Everything may be shutting down, but it's
Amen.
By the grace of God. And that's what I told you. You need to keep telling her. We know who got her here. God does. So.
Amen.
But that's all I had to say tonight.
Amen. Thank you. We adore the growth. We see the growth and we pray. Yes, there are several things from behind the scenes, as we talked about in the background, that God has allowed me to do, and he's doing more. And I do appreciate you, and God is right on point. He hears you, and he's also directing me as well as he's directing the direction which is needed in that area. I do appreciate you. Anyone else?
Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
Yes.
First, I want to give honor to God who is the head of my life. I give honor
Amen.
To you for walking in the vision that God has given you.
Amen.
And I was listening to the life example that you taught on today. It triggered my spirit. You know, it uplifted me. I thank God for
Amen. Training.
When you can yes. see God working from the inside out.
Yes.
And you know God is moving in your life. I understand great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
You just want to stay humble to let God use me in whatever it is that he would have me to do in the ministry and help in building the kingdom. And I just
yes.
heard what Sister Vernon was saying, Pastor. You know,
yes.
I'm just, you know, it's so much when I can see or feel something that you might be going through. Not nothing bad, or just some of the thoughts or the way you want something to be, and sometimes things don't go the way. And just hearing the way you teach me and talk to me, you and First Lady, and to understand
yes.
that, you know, certain things just don't happen. And you said something to me a week or something ago, but it's okay. God is
yes.
here for me to say it's okay because, you know, it's going to be all right. I know
yes.
about even working with my wife, Pastor, great is thy faithfulness. She said, it's more than just Sunday. It's more
right.
than just Wednesday. You know, it's all week long. And when you
yeah.
in leadership or you have a role, we call it being on your post. or being
yes.
what God has called you to do. You know, I understand you giving me a assistant pastor, associate minister. It's okay. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I don't take it lightly. The Spirit is looking for my faithfulness, not just to God, but to the body of Christ or to the ministry, to Faith Christian Baptist Church. God is holding us accountable, Pastor, to do what we've been appointed to do, called to do. And I just want to thank you, Pastor Smith. You know, I'm going to get my flowers while I can. You know, a lot of people might have their way of saying things, but I need to let you and First Lady know.
Amen.
I have a nice love for you guys, man. You know, my life is, Pastor, is changing right before my eyes.
My
you know
God.
I mean? He's actually given me stability in the ministry, in my marriage. I'm learning to be a husband.
Yes.
I'm learning to be a man of God. I could have been in the ministry 40 years. That don't mean when God begins to move. And I just thank God for Faith Christian Baptist Church. I thank God for the direction that we're going in. I try not to take up too much time. I try not to say too much when, you know, just in when we have our Bible class, because I understand people's time. But when the Spirit of God gives you an unction and the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, you have to obey.
Yes.
But tonight I just want to lift you and First Lady up. I thank God for your wisdom. I know that you're walking after God. I thank God for Sister Verna always being an encouragement.
Amen.
I was on the phone with Minister Devante today for about an hour, just going over what you had given us, just doing what God has called us to do as men and ministers of God. So I know God is working. I know you didn't just give us that just to be giving us something. I knew you had to be led and guided by the Spirit. And that's what
yes.
I'm looking for. Somebody that's being led and guided by the Spirit of God. And I want to just tell you, I thank God for you having a listening ear that the Spirit is using you in First Lady. I'm following you, man. I just want to tell you thank you. I want to tell you and First Lady, I love you both.
You.
Sister Vernon, I love you. I don't know who else on the line came in. But I love all the members of Faith Christian Baptist Church. And I'm just asking you all to pray for me, that God will continue to lift me up and bring me up to where he wants me to be, as I pray for y'all in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 We thank you for that. We will touch base on the book. As I mentioned to both of you, we will work on that book at another time and talk about it. Is there anyone else on the line? Anyone else? Prayer request, praise report, testimony? Amen. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you. Lord, we just thank you for this on tonight. Lord, it's a blessing. You know, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Lord, you showed us Luke on tonight. He's a laborer in the background. Lord, he's showing us that the harvest is plenty, and he is also a laborer. I thank God for the laborers on the phone on tonight for this midweek. I thank God for their testimonies and praise reports. Lord, we ask that you lift up Verna's grandmother, encourage her family. We know that she's in hospice care right now. She's in the best care there is. Lord, we know that God is present with the entire family. Keep them in perfect peace with their mind stayed on you. So, Lord, I thank you for also hearing Verna's request. And, Lord, you know it. You know our church, and you've already showed direction. I thank you, Lord, for giving confirmation on tonight out of her mouth. Lord, I thank you for that. I'm just excited for the next level of faith in several at the church is growing. Lord, we thank you in the midst of what Minister Yancey shared, and we thank you for Sister Chantel, and we thank you for just allowing God to be in their lives. And moving forward, we know that God is able. So, Lord, we thank you for their new marriage. We thank you for God guiding them. We thank you for anticipation for the next level of faith. So, Lord, I thank you for this encouragement and strength. And, Lord, I thank you for our family. And that's the family of the kingdom of God. I thank you for Jesus Christ right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. We love y'all. Good night, everyone.
We love you, Pastor.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.